Stonecrest City Alliance President Jason Larry says part of the reason the Southeast DeKalb community wants to become a city is so it can hire its own police force. He says that's because there are too few county officers.
The problem is that it's not enough of them, and it's 30 minutes or so before you can, you know, have a person out.
So Larry says he was pleased when Interim County CEO Lee May announced a plan to hire 480 police officers and 300 firefighters over the next 3 years to right-size the department. May's plan also calls for giving all sworn personnel 3% bonuses to boost retention. And Larry says that's a good move.
From what I'm hearing is that, you know, the other places pay better and better benefits and those particular things.
In Brookhaven, Chamber of Commerce Director Todd Lantier says an understaffed county police force was also the reason why Brookhaven pursued incorporation. And he praised the CEO's proposal.
Seeing the police officers at an intersection or in a park or eating in a restaurant or something is something that I think a lot of citizens really take a lot of pride in.
Brookhaven does not pay for county police services, but it does use the county's fire department. May has not put a price on the proposal, though he says it will be, quote, costly. He insists he doesn't want to increase taxes in order to pay for the new hires and bonuses, but Lantier says if a tax increase is needed, he wouldn't be opposed.
This is one of those situations where you could actually spend a little bit of money here as an investment, knowing that eventually it's going to have an impact in other areas, ultimately.
May says there are nearly 200 open positions in each department. The proposal will be discussed during upcoming budget negotiations. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.